All right, well, today is day four of volunteering. This morning I woke up late and managed to not be there on time, but I was there, half an hour late, whatever. I still made it close enough. So, like the last 3 days and most of what I'm allowed to do, I clean tables, folded laundry, all that sort of fun, regular stuff, put people on ice, took them off ice, took their stem off, all that great stuff. But I also had the chance to direct a patient with one of their exercises. Jamie gave both myself and the other volunteer a chance to lead one little exercise for this patient. So that was pretty nifty. It wasn't anything that challenging. We just had to point the direction we wanted him to run, and then he ran that direction. It was one working on cutting. He has an ACL repair, so cutting back and forth, switching sides, going the right direction kind of thing. So he has progressed enough that he's able to do that. So one of the cool things about him, this would be one of the successes that I've witnessed. I actually saw this guy over the summer quite a bit, when he was, just a few weeks post-op, and now he's doing, a lot better. He's out there, he's running when he comes in, he's doing these running drills and cutting drills, so it's pretty cool to see that he has improved so much, because there's after you have surgery, it takes a lot to get back, and it's awesome seeing that he's getting back to where he was beforehand. So that was my success that I have witnessed today. Beyond that, Jamie threw out an interesting little saying, maxim, I don't know what the word I want is, but basically, we were talking about learning how to do something and teaching and that kind of stuff, and he said that he had been told that the best way to learn is to watch one, then do one, then teach one. Which kind of can be applied to anything. You watch something, like if you're going camping, you watch someone set up a tent, then you set up the same tent, and then you tell someone how to set up that tent. So by the time you've done all three, the hope is that you really know what you're doing. And to me, that makes sense. It seems like a really good way to learn, and like it really forces you to be hands-on, by actually doing it yourself, but then makes you take a step back and really explain the process so that someone who's never done it before can do it. So I thought that was kind of interesting. He was saying that in relation to, he was showing me how to set up someone on lumbar traction. We were talking about that. So I had watched him set people up on lumbar traction before, one today, and then I actually set someone up on the traction. And then afterwards, I explained, what the procedure was going to be and like what was going to happen. So, watch one, do one, teach one. I thought that was a pretty cool little saying there that I'd like to, I can carry over to pretty much anything else. So today, I'm going to address the question, how does rehabilitation at this orthoneuro compare to the recommended methods from peer-reviewed sources? Well, sort of relating to that. Most healthcare professionals, have to take continuing education courses. Well, Jamie and some of the other therapists brought it up today. They were talking about different things that they learned in the courses and how they apply them to what they're doing and, maybe things they took away that they don't like and don't apply. So I thought that was pretty interesting to hear them, say that they go to these courses, they have to, but they go and take these courses and then they actually actively try to bring them into the clinic and use them to continue to improve their therapy. So I thought that was a pretty cool way of them, keeping up to date on the literature, even though it is by taking a class. So yeah, I don't know. I just thought that was pretty nifty that they are able to bring that into their workplace. Today was day four, and it was another good day. I wish I had a catchy jingle to, end my audio blog with, but I probably won't think of one till next week. So I'm going to hold off on that and have a great day. Oh, also, on a side note, today is 12/20/2012. So if the world ends tomorrow, then this will be my last audio blog entry. But if not, then I will say something again tomorrow after I volunteer. Have a good one. Bye.